Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. So often you have heard me say, I know where I am. More and more of humanity is beginning to understand that there is so much more than they're told. And that the truth is very available. For the actual record of the earth is in the Akash of those who live through it. And as this planet begins to evolve spiritually, these things in your Akash will start to awaken. The awakening Akash then brings you intuition, hunches, ideas, realizations that have come from no source that you are aware of. This is what starts the books to be written. Those who would seek to ask the questions, and it starts to push the envelope of what is real and what is not. I stood on this stage with my partner, with him literally hanging on the microphone for balance. And I gave you the lineage of the Anagnu. And we told you, some of them have abilities that you are now only starting to have. They're in touch with their ancestors in a way you cannot imagine. They have the ability still to sense and get information from the ones whose names you cannot pronounce, who are still here. And I want you to put this together and connect the dots. As the tourist walking on the paths of the red dirt around the rock that you're allowed to see, I want you to feel it. Don't be tourists. You are there to feel a little of what they have felt for thousands of years. Is it possible, dear ones, that this spot, much like the last one we celebrated called Shasta, would have those here who have been here since the original seeding and are willing to speak to you in a certain way? And it'll always be through the heart, for there is no language which they brought. They brought concepts, benevolence, understanding. They imbued the planet with the consciousness of the grids that bring the food and the rain and are benevolent to humanity. And right now where you sit, the Westerners here are beginning to open the door as children to knowledge that has been here since the beginning. And the beauty of it is that it is now available. More and more of the shamanic energies of the keepers of the land of this planet are opening their doors and giving the secrets. And the secrets are always about ancestry. What did they know? And what happened? And as these things become intuitive, the hunches, the things that propel you to ask the questions you do, as they become what we will call cognized or believed, spiritual evolution begins. But it doesn't begin in a book. It begins with you understanding at the core level who you are in relationship to who you've been. We're going to speak more tonight. About that. My partner says it has to be night sometime, somewhere. That was a cry-on joke. I want you to know some things as we see them that fly in the face of human nature. I want you to be comfortable with God. When you walk to the rock, you don't have to be careful where you step. Not if you're one with the energy. It'll greet you. It'll say thank you. And you might be overwhelmed by what else you see. There's life here that you cannot begin to understand. That those who were born here thousands of years ago had imbued into them. You're just learning it. Congratulations. For those who have put forth the resources to come to this place and sit here now. It's not about a conference. It is not about a channeling. This is a beginning. If you allow it. Of a shift and a change in you. If you're ready. The next channeling is going to feature energies that can only be given from this place and the red center of Australia and the land of the Anagnu. And these energies, when you sit in them and listen, and we channel, may make some differences you weren't ready for. And so it is.